Those of you who studied history would recall that treacherous journey across the Atlantic. Entire families, in some cases, on a ship. Boys and men were sodomized. Women were raped. And when the men would put up a fight, they were thrown overboard to a watery grave. That has been the fate of many of our ancestors. And so, they were brought to the cotton fields of America. They were brought to Bermuda, to Jamaica, Barbados, Guyana, Trinidad, where they work on the sugarcane plantations. But here in the Turks and Caicos, they worked in these very salt ponds, and in Middle Caicos going down to north and on to Providenciales, and of course East Caicos, they worked in the cotton fields. Many have spoken about the words of Mary Prince, and so I will not don't want to be repetitive. But indeed she spoke of working in these very salt ponds from sunrise to sunset. No time for rest or food. With cracked toes, bare feet, in that salt pickle. Can you imagine that? Calloused hands, no protected gloves. And that white salt glaring in the eyes. No wonder when she was freed, and you can see the words on the wall, but what used to be the Salt Museum. 'Tis so sweet to be free. Turks and Caicos, isn't it sweet to be free?